dumping in Pennsylvania. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections, the heavyweights coming out Saturday to support their party's candidates in Pennsylvania. At a rally in Philadelphia, President Biden praising Democratic Senate candidate Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's strength of character.
John's gotten knocked down, but he gets back up. He's gotten up quickly. John has character, integrity, and he's going to be a hell of a good senator, United States Senator for Pennsylvania.
Fetterman suffered a stroke in May. Former President Obama also lending his support at the rally. And at a rally in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, former President Trump endorsing the state's Republican candidates.
The people of Pennsylvania are going to elect Dr. Mehmet Oz to the United States Senate. And you're going to send the great Doug Mastriano, a terrific man. These are great people, great men. To the governor's mansion, you're going to elect the incredible slate of true America First Republicans.
Meanwhile, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, at a campaign rally in Oviedo, Florida, criticizing candidates who favored COVID mandates and lockdowns.
There's a lot of people that supported those bad policies, and I just think that anyone that's running that took those positions against us, they need to pay the price at the ballot box.
Governor DeSantis has a strong lead in the polls over his Democratic challenger, former Governor Charlie Crist. The Houston Astros winning the World Series Saturday night, beating the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1 in Game 6. It's their second World Series title in six seasons, and the first for their 73-year-old manager, Dusty Baker. Astros' Yordan Alvarez hitting a three-run home run in the sixth inning. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Border towns continue to be overwhelmed by the influx of migrants at the southern border. Fox's Bill Malugin has the latest from Eagle Pass, Texas.
In Normandy, Texas, yet another massive group of several hundred illegal immigrants crossing into the Normandy area, shuffling into Texas, where they eventually just crawl underneath a fence that was put up by the state of Texas. They just file in a single file line and they walk right into the state of Texas. They are willing to give themselves up and surrender. They're not trying to run away, and that's because these migrants believe under this administration, if they just step foot on U.S. soil and give themselves up, they will be processed and released into the U.S. rather than expelled or deported.
Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving losing a major endorsement deal over his support of anti-Semitic propaganda. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Nike Friday suspending its relationship with Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving and canceling its next Irving-branded shoe release, the Kyrie 8. This in response to his failure to fully disavow a documentary he posted to social media that featured anti-Semitic sentiments on multiple occasions. Nike adding in a statement, quote, "At Nike, we believe there is no place for hate speech and we condemn any form of anti-Semitism." This decision comes one day after the Nets suspended Irving at least five games for failing to deliver a proper apology for his remarks, Irving issuing a statement apologizing just hours after being benched by the Nets.
An ex-New York City cop receiving guilty verdict for the murder of his 8-year-old son who froze to death.
Michael Vava was found guilty of four counts of child endangerment and faces a maximum of 25 years to life. The verdict on Friday coming on the first day of deliberations after a month's worth of testimony. A medical examiner ruled Thomas Valva's death a homicide and found that hypothermia was a major contributing factor. Thomas Valva died the day after sleeping in the garage of the family's Long Island home that dropped under 20 degrees in January of 2020.
That's Fox's Chris DeMeo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.